This is Christ Together Radio. For the next hour, listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy discuss how God is working in the Church of Western New York. God is on a mission in Buffalo, and we want you to hear about what is happening and where it's happening, and join in. So grab that second cup of coffee and listen in to Christ Together Radio.
Welcome to Christ Together Radio. Another week of talking about what God is doing in Western New York and how he is moving. And as we often quote Dr. Henry Blackaby saying that when God is moving, it's our job to run to where he's moving, get underneath it, and ask him, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And just be open-handed to where he's moving. And he's moving in Western New York, and he's moving in the Buffalo area in many different contexts in many different ways. And some of those things take a little more of our effort, a little more of our willingness than others, and 'cause ministry is hard. And so we've talked about a number of those things. Last week you heard us discussing the ministry called BUMP in Western New York. It's the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership. And BUMP's doing a lot to engage and kind of connect people together to where those who would want to volunteer, particularly young people who are maybe just looking for a place to get involved, and then how BUMP connects, need with those who can help with that need. And just really, really cool ministry partnership, Ryan, that has come together.
Yeah, and it's fun, to be in the spot that I'm in. You know, one of the things I'm responsible for is what is God doing in the region? Shine a light on it, and then begin to talk about it. Find forums or channels of communication where we can put it on display. And just want to say thanks to you and to DCX, because this is an opportunity for us to have a platform, where we can shine a light on some of the great kingdom work that's going on. And sure. BUMP is a part of that. It's a real big part of that. And getting to know Steve, I know we've begun walking more in relationship with one another through our common friend. And that's just been a lot of fun. And I look forward to seeing what God wants to do in and through, our friendship and the friendship of others as it relates to 2017. Be fun.
It's funny when you say our common friend, it kind of sounds like a secret mission.
Jesus.
Like our common friend. Like, it's like one of those clandestine things. Our common friend wants us to meet.
Wink, wink, nudge, wink, nudge.
Yeah. Just kind of touch your nose.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we all have a common friend in Jesus. How do you like that transition?
Oh, that'll sing.
It is true. It is true. And it's really, Ryan, it's been really interesting to get together with so many different people who really have pushed me a little bit beyond my normal interactivity. We get so busy in our daily lives. We get so busy working on the ministry or in the ministry. We forget that there's other people doing great things. Yeah. And, you mentioned WDCX. We've been here for 54 years going on now. So we've seen things come and go. And I can attest my whole life's been about this, and we've been in this location for all those years, and just right around the corner for about 10 of them. But other than that, since 1974, I've been right here in the city, and just seeing things come and go, and watching things come up and go down, and it's really cool that I really do feel like God is doing a new work. So let me pray for us before we begin, and then we'll get talking about BUMP a little bit more, and talk with Aisha here in a minute. God, we're thankful that you are a God who does move, that you are a God who's sovereign, and that you plan things and you cause them to come to pass, Lord. And this renewal in many ways in Buffalo, Lord, is a product of you. There's so much more work to be done. There's so many who are forgotten about on a daily basis, Lord. And we know that in your word, you pay special attention to those who are marginalized and those who need extra help. We know that your son even kind of showed that in the birth of, in his own birth, in a stable, and didn't come in a big palace or anything, but came just as a common everyday person, I think, Lord, to show us the value of people because they're made in your image. And titles and significance, Lord, are irrelevant to you, that people are made in your image. So, Lord, let us love people with that in mind. And as we discuss with BUMP and with Steve and Aisha, just about what you're doing to reach people that that you love. Lord, give us tender hearts and give us a willingness to open ourselves up to be uncomfortable for the sake of your gospel. We pray this all in your name. Amen. We'll be back. This is Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy hosting today. We'll be back right after this.
This is Christ Together Radio with WDCX General Manager Brett Larson and Pastor Ryan Cozy. pastor of Missional Living at The Chapel.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson sitting in studio here with Ryan Cozy as we host every week, bringing you different walks of people from different walks of life, different contexts of ministry, and what God is doing in the Western New York area. And just happy to do that and happy to be a part of Christ Together. We often don't talk about Christ Together. We should more, probably, since we've taken on that nomenclature.
It's good to talk about Christ Together, but the reality is when Christ Together is working well in a region, it typically has a local identity. Yeah. And so, you know, Christ Together really is not desiring to advance a brand or a name. It's really trying to, like, how do we orchestrate? If God were to write a letter to a church in Western New York, who would he write it to? He's going to write it to Vineyard. He's going to write it to us. He's going to write it to those churches that are advancing his gospel. And those churches and the ministries of those churches or partners, we have a responsibility to come together and to partner with one another. We're not doubling up on efforts. We're sharing best practices. We're realizing that we truly believe that the body, which is one of the more extensively used metaphors in the New Testament, that we're a part of a body. And so let's put it on display that, hey, we do these things well, you do these things well. Together, when we're working in sync with one another, that's a kingdom win. You know, and so Christ Together really isn't about advancing its name. It's about getting, you know, a platform for discussion happening. And that's happening in Buffalo. We've got a long way to go, but there are some flickers of hope, and I'm really encouraged by that.
I'm glad I brought that up because you were able to talk about that then. Good.
Put it on the tee, baby.
Put it on the tee. Hit it out of the park, buddy, like usual. Yeah. Today we're with Bump.
Yep.
And it's interesting, Steve Shank of Bump, which is the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership. They were with us last week. I would encourage you to go back and listen to that episode. Go to WD6Radio.com, click on Programs, scroll down to Christ Together Radio, and listen to last week's program about Bump, and you can get kind of a background to what this week is about. But Steve, thanks for joining us today in studio, and also Aisha. Thank you as well for joining us. And again, a part of the bigger picture of what God is doing, and Ryan talked about how if God were to write a letter to Western New York, who would he write it to? And it'd be all of us. And it'd be those of us involved in ministries like yours. Steve, remind us quickly about Bump and what you do and kind of what your mission is. We talked last time about the elevator pitch. What's your elevator pitch?
Yeah. So in essence, Bump is a collaboration of several churches and nonprofits, and we run, it's like a gap year program, a year-long internship program for folks who are interested in being involved in ministry here in Buffalo. And that's a wide variety of ministries. So whether that's, you know, helping to lead worship at a church or teaching ESL to folks from other countries or working in an urban garden or working with kids, so a wide variety of ministries. And essentially they're doing three things. So they're actually doing the service work. They're also participating in a weekly class. That's kind of a missiology for the city class. And then they're living together and participating in Christian community in the life of one of the local churches that's a part of the program.
Hmm. Good. And Aisha, you're one of the people. Yes. You're one of the people.
I am the people.
that you're one of those who have been used by Bump and for what God is doing to get connected to a need. And just briefly remind us what you do.
Yeah, so my placement is with Jericho Road. I am an ESL teacher, so English is a second language for learners. And so I work with adult refugee students, and the classes are Tuesdays through Fridays in the mornings and in the afternoons. So that is my placement as an English teacher.
Mm-hmm. Any idea how many countries are represented that are being serviced through the work of Jericho Road? I think our listeners would love to hear more about this.
Yeah, I think for the most part what I've noticed is a lot of Burmese population. We have a few people from Nepal and Bhutan, Somalia, Eritrea, Ethiopia, the Congo. I was forgetting one. I can't think. Yeah, so the Congo, Did I say that already?
Yep.
Yeah, the Congo.
It's worth saying twice.
Right. And but yeah, so I think those are the, like, the majority of the groups that I've, you know, interacted with through just working with Jericho Road and at the drop-in center. So.
And if I don't have the exact number, but I think there's translators on staff for around 40 languages at Jericho Road.
That's crazy.
And they serve many more language groups than that. That's just the wow. number of translators that yeah. they actually have there on staff. So mm-hmm. it's a huge number.
And for those that are, you know, listening, you hear Jericho Road, and you're like, oh, cool. There's a nice little health clinic doing some work. Like, no, it's doing yeah. high-end work. Mm-hmm. I believe that their patient visit rate last year was 60,000 patient yeah. visits.
Wow. Yeah. Ryan, forgive me because I'm getting old. I can't remember. Have we had them on yet?
No, but I absolutely haven't. Chris Campbell on or yeah. Myron on or any of the representatives of Jericho Road.
We haven't had I didn't think we did, but my mind is...
Yeah, it'd be great to have them on. Now that it's public, I mean, there's work that they're doing on the east side of Buffalo.
Yeah.
The 1021 Broadway, mm-hmm. right next to the Broadway Market, has been purchased. About 110,000 square feet, multi-tenant, nonprofit
wow.
use.
That's fantastic.
It is. I've taken two tours of the facility.
Yeah.
I know our church is excited about what's going on over there. That's going to be. I think the Lord is at work,
yeah.
and He's mm-hmm. using people in and through the work of Jericho Road. And what I love about Jericho Road is the diversity of staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know that there's truly a belief in making sure that the diversity of staff it's a part of understanding that they're going to be able to service the community with gospel intentionality well as they have diverse representation of the kingdom on their staff. I think that's a huge thing. Yeah, great organization.
Well, and there it's actually kind of a funny story. So I was with we live in the city. I was with my kids, and I can't remember exactly where we were at. I think we were actually driving down Main Street in Williamsville. Yeah. And my kids were remarking on all the doctor's offices that we were driving by, and they're like, wow, there's all these sick people that live
everywhere
out here.
Yeah.
Like, this is where all the sick people live. But
no, it's just where all the doctors live.
It's just where all the doctors live, yes.
It's a little bit of an easier thing.
Yeah. So, but it highlights the fact that, you know, Jericho Road is in a zip code where I at this point, I don't think there are actually any other doctors in the zip code.
Mm.
I know it's been that case off and on over the years. So there's just, it's a community that has a need
yeah.
for yeah. doctors.
And you at Bump work very closely with them.
We do, yes. Well, that's Aisha is one of several of our program participants who actually works in one of wow. the programs mm-hmm. at Jericho Road. We have somebody who's actually doing a medical placement. Mm-hmm. Aisha is working with the ESL program, and they're one of our most important partners.
Right.
Really, that's great. Aisha, you were going to tell us some stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just tell us a story.
No, give us a little taste.
Let's give you some, let's put some context around it.
Right.
You're very involved with, you know, different people. And you, mm-hmm. you come from
Cameroon.
I think you said that earlier, but
yes.
I just want to remind.
Yeah.
You come from Cameroon.
Yeah.
And so share something that God has done in your life or mm-hmm. that you've seen Him do that just really makes you passionate about your work with Jericho Road or your work with helping people who need help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the neat and great thing about this experience is just like working with people from other backgrounds. And I love people. Like, I just like want to learn from them and just interact with them just, you know, because I embrace diversity and embrace like the people God has created.
Mm-hmm.
And so just interacting with my students is just like, I remember this one time where, because we do, so how we do it, we do class, like literacy skills, and then second half of the class we do citizenship for those of them who are thinking of going ahead and taking the citizenship exam to become citizens of the U.S. And so I was teaching, we're working through a sample of interview questions, and we got to a point where it was one question that was asking, have you ever persecuted somebody because of race, religion, or, you know, something of that sort? And one of the my students from Bhutan or Nepal, well, I was trying to, like, explain race and, you know, like, ethnicity and all that, you know, because it's like context, like, you know, of it, and concept that they can't really understand. And so I was like, you know, pointing at myself and saying, I'm African, my skin color is different from yours, and stuff like that. But they don't really see that as an issue. Like the student from Nepal or Bhutan said, people, different color, different everything, different whatever, but it's the same blood. So that context of, like, you know, like, we are one people. And just recognizing that. And I know another issue, like, another thing that we do for our bump classes is, like, sit down and get to listen to, like, the pastors and just share with their experiences. And, you know, like, just, like, basically learning from maybe, you know, whatever people have to say, and I take notes. And I know one thing that we'll touch on is, like, you know, we're, as you know, as Christ followers, we're called to love everybody and make friends, you know, and share Christ's love for them. And that's a neat thing that, like, I go in with a mindset, I'm, you know, I'm just going to serve people, learn from them, and just humble myself and, you know, build these relationships. And so it's just been interesting, just like neat to, like, interact with older, you know, older students as well as younger ones. I think our oldest student is probably, like, maybe in his 80s. It's just, like, this older guy just coming to class and just, like, wanting to learn. But it's awesome. And another neat thing is that I get to interact with people who work in the drop-in center. I know this particular one man, he's from Nepal, and he's Hindu. And so basically, like, interacting with him, going with the mindset, you know, like, just, like, wanting to, you know, build a relationship and connect with him on a different level. And so not having anything like a different religion, like, hold us back. So I'm, you know, definitely a challenge to, like, grow in a sense of, like, you know, going to, you know, like, class and having an open mind and basically just, like, willing to learn from others' experiences and just, like, connect on a deeper level. And, you know, that's my drive. Like, I want to, like, build relationships. I want to, you know, and it's just been awesome. So, yeah.
Aisha, you mentioned that your drive. What drives you?
I think my biggest thing is, like, change. Like, wherever I go, I want to see, like, change, like, positive change. I want to, like, impact people's lives. And with my placement here at Jericho Road as an English teacher, like, I'm helping them learn, you know, language. And it's something that is, like, positive because, you know, in order for you to live here, you have to speak the language. And I can't even imagine, like, the older students who are, you know, having, like, not able to speak. And so, you know, just that patience and, you know, saying that there's a beautiful thing about, you know, God's people and just, like, God's kingdom here, like, living in the, here on earth. And so, yeah, I think that's, like, my vision. Like, I just, wherever I go, wherever I end up, and I'm just making the most out of every opportunity that I'm given. So, yeah, so that is my drive. Like, I want change. I want
that's
to
great.
See things.
That's great. You're doing great work, and you're beautiful inside and out. And so, yes. Now, are you single?
Yes.
Okay, Aisha is single.
On the market.
So I'm sure where this is going.
So gentlemen, take note. You know, Ryan, it is interesting. The guy's got to step it up. And I say this because I have an idea of your age, and I know some other young ladies who are similar in age to you who are doing great things for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. I think of, like, Erin Kelly and Kelsey Gold and a friend of mine, Erica Longwell Brown, and just some of these girls are just killing it, man. They're getting involved in everything. Guys, let's step up. Yeah. We need to hear from you. But Aisha, you know, do you have an email address you want to give out or anything? I'm kidding.
It's like, wow.
We've been trying to connect Carrie Cardinelli for a long time, so maybe we'll give up on her and start working on your situation. No, I'm just kidding. We'll never give up on Carrie. Carrie's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's what you're hitting on, though, is, and you're talking about men stepping up. The reality is this is the trend in the church in the United States, that men are leaving the church. And I mean, there's a variety of things behind that, I think, sociologically, that you could look at. But the reality is that there are a number of women that have stepped in and said, look, I'm gonna take responsibility to make sure that I'm a part of doing exactly what Blackaby wanted to compel so many people to, which was, I need to find out where God is moving. And the way that you do that is you pursue intimacy with him.
Yeah.
You have to be close to the Lord in order to hear his voice. There's a lot of noise in our culture and our context that don't want you to hear what the Spirit of God is directing you toward. So find that. Find what God is doing. Discern what he's doing. Be intimate with him. And then when you see what he's doing, you go there, you join him and you say, Lord, how do you want me to participate in what you're doing? And I think that that's an incredibly important thing to do. And it's something that Aisha, it sounds like that's something you're doing. And what's encouraging to me is I get the sense that this is a platform for other people. Bump is a platform for other people to say, sounds like the Lord is doing something in and throughout the city. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to join what God is doing and figure out how I can serve in that capacity. Mm-hmm.
So true. And Ryan, I love how, and we just have a minute left here, but before our break, but I love how every time we discuss practicality and the praxis of what mm-hmm. it means to be a Christ follower, we always bring it back to intimacy with God, yeah. because it all starts there. And so many times, I think in the church, we complicate things. We think, oh, what does God want me to do? Or does God want? Yes, he does. I can tell you, yes, he does. So, but when you're walking closely with him and you're step in step with him and you're in his word, he's already spoken to you and it's in his word. God tends to just open doors and move you into what he wants you to be doing. But that pursuit of intimacy and closeness with God is essential for you to find out. And Aisha, I'm going to guess that is what drove you to stepping in and actually doing something to help people. And we're going to talk more about that. I want you to tell us some stories, some really good ones, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're going to be back in just a minute on Christ Together Radio, and Aisha is going to give us some great stories. And if you want to hear more stories of what God is doing, go to WDCXradio.com. Go to Programs and Christ Together Radio. You can catch all of our previous programs on there and just see the unique ways and the variety of contexts that God is moving in the Church of Western New York. This is Christ Together Radio. We'll be right back.
Email your questions to Brett and Ryan about anything you've heard or just about anything you can think of. Send them to ctr@wdcxradio.com. That's ctr@wdcxradio.com.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy. Also joining us in studio is our friends from Bump, which is Steve Shank and Aisha Kwong. Bump is Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership. They connect people who are willing to participate in what God is doing with ministry needs that are in our region. And one of those needs is with refugees and in the Jericho Road Project. And I know that Aisha, you're very involved in what is happening there. And Ryan, you actually, I forgot what you asked, but you had a really good way of putting it, so I don't want to ruin
it. No, so during the break, you know, it's like, oh, what are some stories, you know, in mm-hmm. reality? Sometimes you feel the pressure of like, I'm part of stories every day, or there's things that are going on. But one of the ways that I look at it is, sometimes you'll find people that are doing the work of the ministry, and they can be doing anything else. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, Aisha, that, just in my observation, you're a talented lady. You've got multiple country experience, multicultural experience. You're fluent in more than one language, okay? And we're not including Pig Latin in that. we've got, like, you know, French, English. You're learning another dialect right now as you're cultivating relationships with some of your Burmese friends, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's just like, okay, you can do any number of things. And you can make way more money doing them, as I would assume, you know, being a nonprofit. So why are you doing this? I mean, the reality is something has to be motivating you to do it. What's the driving force underneath all of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel personally that I just, you know, like I feel like I just surrender everything to God and just praying, just faithfully seeking him. And I know when Bump, came up, I just felt like this is something that God wanted me to look into and to do. And funny enough, actually, I think my junior year, I visited one of my friends from Ithaca, and I went to her church. And so the pastor of her church, like I guess, like the spirit was just moving in different ways, and we didn't actually have an actual service. It was more like a service, like just like praying and laying hands on people. And so he approached me. And I guess he has, like, the gift of prophecy. And now I'm just, like, connecting the dots right now. So he was like, do you do any kind of ministry? And I was like, no, but I'm on the worship team in Houghton Wesleyan. But he was like, well, I see you standing on a mic. And I'm just like, huh, I don't know what that means. And he was like, I see you, like, you know, and that has, you know, having to do, you know, something to do with ministry. And so, like, and I'm here now in Buffalo, I'm just like, wait, you know, that's something that he had seen and he had prophesied. And I guess, like, you know, doing God's work. And it's really neat to, like, I just literally just, like, made the connection now, which is, you know, funny. And also I have, I grew up, one of my younger brother, he's disabled. He was born with a cerebral palsy, and he's, like, handicapped, deaf, and mute. And I guess just, like, seeing him and interacting with him and every day and, like, seeing that his, like, needs were not really met just because growing up in Cameroon, it's not the most developed country. So, like, for people with disabilities, it's hard. And I've just, like, always had just, like, a desire to, like, you know, want to advocate for people and people who are not really, like, paid attention to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, like, the desire and the passion, you know, definitely, like, at a young age started stirring up in me. So I just feel like I'm here for a reason. I got my undergraduate degree in political science, so that's really nothing to do with English or, like, being a teacher. But I feel like God just made this work and just, like, opened this door to, like, teach me, just, like, this year in Buffalo that I'm going to be here. And just, like, opening my eyes to, you know, the people around me and making all these relationships. And, yeah, I'm hoping to actually, like, go back into school. I'm looking to, like, do international law and human rights stuff and, you know, so I think there's still more that I need to, like, develop in me. And, you know, God needs to, like, show me those things. But I think definitely it's just according to his will and his plan that he has me here and just doing the work that he wants me to be doing, I guess.
That is, I mean, just listening to that unfold, you know, as you're connecting the dots, as you're talking, I think it's incredibly encouraging to hear. I think one of the things, you know, and I, being someone who is a professor, I would tell you this experience that you're gaining right now is invaluable experience to, like, if you're applying to graduate schools and stuff like that, people are going to look at that and they're going to see incredible amount of experience that you've been able to be a part of because of something like BUMP, which I think is cool. And this comes back to something that I think is really important for our listeners. You know, the reality is, like, when we look at all of Western New York as a region, you know, we're looking at just over 400,000 people in municipal areas, and we're looking at about 800,000 people in non-municipal areas. But when we get into city areas, the reality is that lowest level of need is something that Maslow talked about in his hierarchy of needs, Abraham Maslow. And this is like sociology 101, but the reality is physiological need must be met.
Yeah.
In order to progress, right? And so what I see in BUMP is the willingness of Christ followers to say, you know what, let's meet the physiological need, let's provide those services. And along the way, as people go up the realms of their ability to assimilate into this culture, into the society, we bring the gospel all along with them. And that gospel, the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus, is not divorced from, you need help with English? Great, we're going to help you with English. You need help with healthcare? Great, we're going to help you with healthcare. You need help with equitable housing or social security or things like, we are here to help you with that. Mm-hmm. And it's just encouraging to see that we're in relationship with an organization like BUMP, and we need to grow that relationship. I think that's really cool.
I think it's great. We see a pattern in Scripture, and sometimes we tend to leak to one side or the other of this idea of helping others. Mm-hmm. And we see this pattern where Jesus, later on the apostles, helped people so that. And I think we never, and that's what I appreciate about Christ Together and a lot of the ministries that are involved, is that it's so that, and it's so that they may know, so that they may hear and see. I love even the mission statement.
Yeah.
So that they may hear and see the gospel of Jesus. But it all points back to the gospel of Jesus. And that's essential, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, it is. And it's a reminder, right? Okay, because you'll hear people talk about, man, heaven's going to be. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, you know what? But the kingdom of God is it's a here and a now, and it's a not yet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the tension we live in, is we want, you know, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It, you know, the kingdom of heaven is, it's a here and a now, and it's a not yet. Yeah. Now we're in a fallen world, but we need to bring that kingdom, because when people see that there is a different kingdom, you know, I just talk about this, like, when one of the things that, you know, as you pursue intimacy with God, one of the other things that I talk about with people in the classes that I teach is understanding that He owns everything you have. He owns everything. Like, this isn't about the tithe. This is about your time, your talent, and your treasure. So the moment he tells you to give something away fully and set culture on its ear, the more obedient you are to live with generosity radically is you give people the understanding you're not living for this kingdom. Mm-hmm. There's another kingdom mm-hmm. that you seek. There's another kingdom yeah. that you're storing up your treasures in. And that will shake a culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, places like Bump are opportunities for you to grow in your understanding of radical generosity and in not forgetting those that are marginalized, because God makes it absolutely clear to his people throughout Scripture that you are not to forget the poor and the alien among you. Why? Because you were one of them once. And I think this is really cool to be connected to.
Yeah, there's so many cool representations of that.
And, yeah.
You know, Ryan, establishing a kingdom on earth, mm-hmm. the church's call is to represent that heavenly kingdom here.
Mm-hmm.
And a heavenly kingdom is a perfected kingdom, and it's mm-hmm. a kingdom where there are no marginalized. So as the church, it's a real calling, and it's Jesus prayed for that to happen.
Yep.
And we can't help but get behind it. Again, if we're walking in intimacy with Christ, we can't help get behind it. And Steve, I'm thinking that you're over there nodding your head. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that
a lot of head nodding, Steve.
No, but it's cool because it seems like that's what drives you, and that's what I appreciate about what you're doing.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think the kingdom, the gospel, it's about God getting what he wants. It's about him expressing his heart. And then we're, you know, that Blackaby quote, we're invited to join with that and to be a part of that, to come under that, I think was the mm-hmm. language you used. And so, you know, God clearly wants people to be in relationship with himself. He wants to see people mm-hmm. reconciled to him. And there is a great gulf that exists that he has bridged, and that we're, you know, he wants us to come to him. But he also wants, you know, hungry kids to have food, and he mm-hmm. want, you know, like he wants all sorts of things that we're invited to participate in mm-hmm. with him, and making those things happen. And that again is something that it's a beautiful thing when you get to be a part of what God is doing, and you get to see God at work, and you get to actually have your hand in what, I mean, again, 'cause he doesn't need our help. You know, he can do whatever he wants without us. So in his graciousness and mercy, he's inviting us to join with him in what he's doing so that we can share in the joy that he has when he does the things that he does. And so that's a big part of what I think ministry ought to be. And as a pastor, you know, I have kind of my own unique role, but I think all Christians have that same invitation to participate with God in what he's doing, whether that's, you know, with language skills. Well, how can I use the fact that I know English to be a part of what God is doing, right? Or whether that's with construction skills or business skills or, mm-hmm. You know, whatever, art skills, gardening skills. You know, what is it that God is doing in my neighborhood or in my city or in my family, and how can I be a part of that in the ways that he's called me to? And that certainly includes sharing the good news of God's heart and God's mm-hmm. grace for mm-hmm. people and with people, but it includes practical action too.
If you're just tuning in, this is Christ Together Radio, Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy. We're talking with Bump today. Bump is the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership, and it's Steve Shank and Aisha Kwong joining us in studio. Aisha, I want to ask you a question. Your feet on the ground to what Bump is all about. Has anybody ever come up to you and said, why do you do this for us? Have you ever felt that they're just kind of going like, why is she helping us?
Oh, actually, yes. One of my students, mm-hmm. actually, she's in maybe in her 50s, late 50s, early 60s. She was just like one time in class, just like, I feel so bad for you teachers. So we're here. I know. It was very odd.
Ryan, thank you. Ryan, then, thank you.
Yeah, no. She was like,
what's your name?
Like, why are you doing this? Like, you know, where you're yeah. devoting all your time to teaching us, but it's hard for us to like learn. And I'm just like, no, that's why I'm doing it. I want to be of help to you. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, take the time that it needs to be able to get you to, you know, go at your own pace. And it was just, she was just very like, I don't know, just thankful. And but like I said, again, just going in with the mindset of like helping people. And that's yeah. something that I, you know, I enjoy doing. So, yeah. And actually, when you mentioned PATH, with BUMP, we're required to do 10 hours of volunteer work. And so that's where I volunteer.
Okay.
So, yeah, PATH, People Against Trafficking of Humans. And just, like, basically just I do ESL. I work with two women from Iraq. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know. It's just awesome. And serving others, you know, just like how Jesus, you know, served. I know one time we'd spoken with in one of our classes about incarnation and mission, and you know, just the idea of like Christ, you know, stooping to the lowest position to serve, you know, others. So basically, doing mission work, serving others, and you know, so just that mindset. So, but yeah,
it really is good. You know, in such a sensationalized news cycle that we live in today, just stuff flying at us, and we're, you know, bombings, and there's these points of light that happen. As God's people get involved in real life and in real life change with individuals. And I want to be a part of promoting that and pushing that forward rather than the sensationalized. We're laughing about the latest meeting with a celebrity, with Donald Trump or whoever. Okay, great. But look at what Aisha's able to do with touching an individual life, you know? And to me, that's just, that's exponentially more important, because every time you touch a life where someone says, why do you do this? It's because I care about you. You're shaping it. For you, it's a moment of answering a question, but you're shaping a life forever.
Amen.
Forever. And, to me, that's exponentially more valuable than any kind of frivolous stuff that comes over the news cycle. And so you're to be commended. You know, for just following what God has for you. And if more of our generation, I'll include us because we're all alive right now. None of us are dead. So this is all our generation. If more of us just kind of took a hold and said, God, where's a need and what can I do? Mm-hmm. Man, what a difference the church could make for eternity. You're listening to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy. We're here with Steve Schenck and Aisha Kwong from BUMP, which is the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership. Just hearing some really cool things of what God is doing in the context of the church in the Buffalo area, and as people just answer the call to ministry.
Steve, real quick, how can people learn more about BUMP?
Oh, yeah, please.
So you can go to our website, buffalourbanmissionpartnership.com. There is an email on there. I think it's buffalourbanmission@gmail.com is the email address. But again, that would be on the website.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you.
buffalourbanmissionpartnership.com.
There you go.
Get involved. We'll be back right after this.
This is Christ Together Radio, a program where we help you join God on His mission. Listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy bring you into the roundtable discussion of what God is doing through the Church of Western New York.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy as we host every week, bringing you new and different information about what God is doing in Western New York through the efforts of Christ Together and just what people are doing for Christ together, literally. And one of those ministries is BUMP, which is the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership. Steve Schenck, who is coordinating, and what is your title there? Are you executive director, or what do they call you?
I think it's czar. Is it czar?
he went meh. In other words, either one of two things with the meh. It means I didn't get the title I wanted, or I hate titles. No, I'm just kidding. He's the director. We'll call him the director.
There's actually a group of us that are all shared leadership.
I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
That's why it was a meh.
Yeah, it's like
I'm a part of the team. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, see, that's nice, because then when there's problems,
you can blame the other team.
There's that group of us, so I can't take this alone.
Hey, mea culpa on behalf of all of us.
Yes. Yes.
So good. Well, Steve's with us. Steve Schenck from BUMP and Aisha Kwong. We're talking about what God is doing as they connect ministries together with needs. And really, that's what you do, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Just seeing needs in different ministry partnerships and seeing what God is doing in Western New York and then finding people to fill those needs. So it works really well. During the break, we talked about moving forward, what you see on the horizon for what you're doing and what God is kind of putting on your heart. And is there anything in the wings happening or plans, ideas?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what we do is, basically just expanding our network. I mean, we are a pretty diverse group in some ways, but not in others. And so just wanting to continue to expand and see, I mean, the common denominator is the person of Jesus. And so anybody who is at work in Buffalo serving Christ, we would love to partner with them. Now that sounds like a really ambitious goal. So we're not like trying to go from 0 to 60 overnight, but
we're going global with this model.
So growing at the right pace. But again, we are exploring partnerships with other organizations and other churches and want to continue to do that.
Being so close to the border, we always laugh that people talk about themselves as international.
Yeah, it's our international headquarters.
International,
Chippewa.
Because you've been to Fort Erie once. That's great, Steve. It's great to see God, kind of putting ideas in your head and as you follow through with go. Now, let me ask you this, because we've talked all around it, we've kind of mentioned it, but I'm a student, let's say, and I'm thinking about doing a gap year. First of all, what is a gap? People may not even know what that is. What's a gap year? Why would I want to do one, and why bump, and how do I get in touch with you?
Well, so gap year typically would be something somebody would do. They would take a year between high school and college, or between college and career, and do a year of service. And I mean, why you would do it is because it's an opportunity to serve in ways that you might not be able to while you're in school or while you're working. So I mean, that's really the main reason. Mm-hmm. Also, like, there's an opportunity to do some things that, again, you might not otherwise be able to get involved in, different kinds of ministries. So we actually have had most of the people who've come through. This is our third year. I think we've had maybe 35 folks participate in the program over those years. And most of them have just graduated from college. That's probably about half of them. Mm-hmm. We've had three or four who just graduated from high school. We've also had probably 8 to 10 who were older, so maybe in a career change or something like that, in their 30s. Or late 20s who participate in the program. And we have said, if you're retired and you want to do it, we'd love to have, so we really would take anyone. Again, you'd have to be willing to commit a year to the program. So that does limit the field a little bit. Mm-hmm. But anybody who's interested in being a part of what God is doing in the city of Buffalo could reach out to us through our website, BuffaloUrbanMissionPartnership.com, and just connect with us, and we would start the ball rolling. I mean, there's an application process, but really at the end of the day, somebody who is wanting to serve Christ and be involved in what God is doing here, we would want to work with them and help them find a placement that kind of fits what God is doing in their life and their skill set and their,
How many bump interns are there in the program right now?
Is there 10?
10.
10, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to look at Aisha. I should know the answer to that. But
now, are the needs with the organizations that you're partnering with, such as Jericho Road and others, are the needs great to where you're really trying to get people, you almost have to start recruiting? Or is it the kind of thing where you have a lot of people that are willing to do this?
It's different for different organizations. Mm-hmm. So Jericho Road is actually large enough now that, I mean, there are people who are wanting to work with them, but it depends on the program. Mm-hmm. So I do think they probably have a lot of people who want to do medical internships with them. Some of the other programs, they're actively trying to recruit, and so we're a part of how they do that. I mean, we're much smaller than they are, so but we do try to actively recruit people to serve in some of their programs through BUMP. So they can use help for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are meeting needs for a population that is in desperate need of more help.
If someone, sometimes folks just want to get, they want to get a feel for, what does this even look like? So if someone's actively trying to consider whether or not they do something like this for a gap year, is there a way that they could connect to take a tour of the activity of
BUMP?
And what would that look like?
So we've done that, and I should say that while we're talking about a gap year program, we actually are pretty flexible. We have somebody coming just for the summer this summer. We've done semester-long placements, and we even do work with, like, groups or individuals who are wanting to come just for a week or a weekend. So we do have some flexibility, and we pretty regularly give people tours. What that usually looks like is a tour of the West Side and kind of some of the places where our partner ministries are at work. And they get to see, go see the farm. Why is there a farm in the city? That doesn't make any sense. Well, let's go talk about it and look at it and meet the people that are working there. You know, why is it so important that there's a doctor in this neighborhood? Well, let's go look and have a conversation, and you can see some of the programs that are going on there. Let's meet some of the folks who live in the neighborhood, some of the ministry leaders. So absolutely, we would love to do that. That's a big part of mm-hmm. actually what we do as an organization is kind of build bridges.
Mm-hmm. It's BuffaloUrbanMissionPartnership.com. You can get more information there. Ryan, as someone who's involved in academia, teaching, and just you just kind of have your fingers in that yeah. world. Let's say we've got a young man or woman who's on the fast track to being an accountant. And they're, you know, in year three or four, and they're kind of like, well, this doesn't apply to me. I'm not going into ministry. I'm going right into the – and I'll do my ministry when I get in my field of work and whatever. What's the benefit? Not only – obviously, there's a spiritual benefit to them, but is there a benefit to doing something like this in a year after you graduate, taking a year before you go find a job to do something like this? I mean, is there a life benefit, a career benefit in your mind?
Well, I definitely think there's a – I would start with that there is a spiritual formation benefit to something like this. Mm-hmm. That, you know, all too often, you know, folks are – they'll go right from college and they'll go into a career. And once you get into a career, you know, you get – I mean, you just get caught into the cycle of, okay, 6 months later, grant payments start or, tuition payments start. I got to get an apartment. Believe it or not, your organization kind of helps shape your cultural sphere mm-hmm. and all that you're doing. And so in many respects, you may get an apartment close to work. You may your network of friends may change and you know, it's just an opportunity for you before jumping into that. I look at a gap year at times and I think it's an opportunity to just take a mm-hmm. deep breath. And say, look, I realize that I'm staring down the barrel of the rest of my life. Let me go into an open mind into a gap year program, and let's see what happens. The reality is, nonprofit groups need accountants, mm-hmm. And so you know, like I mean, we need accountants.
Bad.
We need CPAs. yeah. I mean, absolutely. And the reality is, like it may be God's will for you to join a major accounting firm. That's fine. You know, and you live with open hands, and you take the kingdom dollars that God, which were God's anyway, and you invest them, you steward them well for His glory. That's great, but the reality is, like, we need accountants, and it may be that what you discover in a gap year is that you are so connected to the vision, mission, purpose of what these organizations are doing that it shapes your understanding that, yes, I could make more money elsewhere. However, I am so compelled by this vision, this mission, and this purpose that I consider it my calling to join with what we're doing. I mean, I actually did my dissertation on this when I was at the University of Buffalo, where how do you increase retention in faith-based groups? Because you're constantly facing two things, talent gaps and fiscal constraint. Those are the two things that you run into. So it's very hard for me working in nonprofit to say, I need an accountant. Let me go to the University of Michigan and recruit some kid for $34,000 a year when they're prepared to make $65,000 a year and be on a partner track, right? Yeah. Well, what gives that person pause? Altruistic understanding that the vision and the mission and the purpose in God's design cannot be carried out with your skill set. Like, it can't happen without your sort of skill set. We need accountants to do that. Now, what Steve was mentioning earlier is really important. God's going to do it anyway. He's just inviting you to help. So I help people understand, like, hey, it may not be you that's the accountant that does this, but God's going to find an accountant who buys into this vision, this mission, and this person. My responsibility in this part is to ask, might you be that person? Yeah. And if you're not, hey, God be with you. You follow and you discern what God asks you to do. But if God is... like, and He knocks you off your horse, your Damascus moment, and He says, I'm talking to you, mm-hmm. you better obey. Mm-hmm. And that's been my story. Yeah. Like, the reality is I could make more money. I'm compensated well with what I do, but the reality is if I was in industry, I could make way more. Mm-hmm. But the reality is God knocked me off my horse, my Damascus road. He said, I'm talking to you, mm-hmm. and I want you to join me on this mission. And so it's that opportunity for a younger person. And I think there's an incredible amount of value in a gap year. I know SCORE does them. I know Word of Life does them. What's interesting about this is you can do a gap year in your region if you're local to this area. And this area needs it.
And it can really help shape you for the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you – Aisha, your worlds have been broadened, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though you – have a broader world than any of us actually coming from.
Trumps us with the cold Cameroon thing.
Yeah, I mean,
West
Africa. You're much cooler than any of us here. We're kind of like, you know, just three dorky white guys in a room.
How's it going?
Yeah. How you doing? How's Cameroon going? You know, you have the cool factor. So we'll establish that. But it does it just kind of broadens your perspective, mm-hmm. and I think it gives you if you're going to go on into a secular career of some sort and into management or whatever, it gives you a passion for people that you may mm-hmm. not have had before,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it grows you and challenges you to to do better. And it's I'm just learning and soaking in all the experiences mm-hmm. that I'm getting from this. So,
and I think like for the listener out there, what's kind of cool is like in this studio, and I'm going to do this. I didn't ask you for your permission, mm-hmm. so please forgive me. But I'm watching her go through her journal as we're talking about stuff. Yeah. And I mean, there's things that she's writing in there where mm-hmm. I'm sure like God is moving in and through her life. And she's making an account of that, mm-hmm. And I think what a great opportunity to do something like this mm-hmm. and to document the God-sized activity that he does in and through your life. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you're living proof of that. God is at work. You're documenting what yep. he's doing. It brings a smile to your face, and it gives you a sense of appreciation that I am joining God on his mission, and he's doing stuff in West Buffalo, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, she's a special girl, and if any of boys come a-calling, you bring them back, and we'll interview them for you.
How do you intend to help this person?
Tell me your intentions.
What are your intentions with our friend Aisha?
Yeah, exactly.
You better not be a derelict.
Oh, boy, the wheels have come off.
They tend to do that when I'm here. I'm sorry.
Well, that makes it fun. Every day is an adventure. You are listening to Christ. Actually, no, you're not. You're listening to Lifeline with Neil Boron. No, I'm kidding. You're listening to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy. And Steve Schenk and Aisha Kwong joined us in studio for the last couple weeks. They've been with us. They're from the BUMP program, which is the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership, as they connect needs in our area with those who are willing and able to fill those needs. And it's just a really cool ministry. It's been great to hear about how God rises up people to fill gaps and fill needs that are happening within his kingdom here on earth. And it's humbling in many ways for those of us who've been at the plow for several years, to see God come in and just use unique individuals like you, Steve, just of coming from Redding, California, of all places, to Buffalo, New York, for him to fulfill his purposes. And it really does, to me, I'm constantly reminded that God's plans will never be thwarted, that his plans always mm-hmm. come through, and that he is a God who, when he determines to do something, it happens. And Ryan, you mentioned that he's going to use somebody. Mm-hmm. And today I would ask you, if you're driving along, what does he want to use you for? His plans will not stop. They will be established. The issue is, are you going to receive the blessing of becoming a part of what God wants to do? And believe me, it's a blessing. And it may not be financial, and it may not be that your family is, the greatest thing ever, or whatever's in your life, the issues may not go away. But the blessing is that joy that's down deep inside, that you're serving your Creator who made you in his image. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you to think of that today. If you want to know more, go to BuffaloUrbanMissionPartnership.com. You can always go to WDCXRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Click on programs, go to Christ Together Radio. You can hear this episode again. And if you missed that website, you can scroll to the end and you'll pick it up. So it's BuffaloUrbanMissionPartnership.com. Ryan, another great couple weeks here.
Yeah,
with
it is.
Another way that God is moving in Western New York. It's humbling and it's exciting all at the same time.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you to both of you Absolutely. For coming in. Steve, I look forward to continuing our friendship and looking forward to seeing how God can increase the partnership between churches. Yeah. And the work that is BUMP.
Yep. This is Christ Together Radio. Join us next week, 11 a.m. on Sunday, right here on WDCX.
Thanks for listening to Christ Together Radio. To join in, email Brett and Ryan at ctr@wdcxradio.com. Join us next week for more great discussion about Christ together.